How is Paula Poundstone today?
It's a horrible day to ask me. DJ, I'm fine. The truth is, I am sitting in my walk-in closet. I don't have enough to complain about. Maybe that's what's wrong with me.
Now, I've been told you have 16 cats. How many of them are in the closet with you right now?
I had 16, but two died. But I seek my walk-in closet for refuge from them. It's one of the few spaces that they haven't, soiled with some horrible, cat enzyme. So, yeah. So I come in here and meditate on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
You get your best work done away from the cats in the walk-in closet.
You really have to just get away from them sometimes. I don't want to say it too loud because I don't want to hurt their feelings, but it is a lot of cats.
So why 14 cats instead of maybe 12 or 3?
No, because I'm an idiot. My daughter volunteered at the Santa Monica Animal Shelter for off and on for about a year, and that was a few years back. But we went there to visit the other day. We hadn't been there a long, long time, and a couple of the guys from that work there, they come into the room where we're petting kittens, and they go like, "So, what are you taking home today?" Nothing. I'm like a really unprofitable farmer.
Well, I actually heard that you had to almost train yourself to walk past a kitten and not take it home.
I get, during kitten season, which, by the way, we're now in, I do get stirrings. They are compelling. I mean, they're adorable. That's one of the things that nature gave them so that they would be taken care of. Don't let that fool you. One day they'll ruin everything.
Paula, you're going to be here in mid-August. You've been back to Durango a couple of times. You played some sold-out shows. You've got a lot of fans around here. And, of course, we're one of those public radio stations that airs that little show you're on. Wait, don't tell me.
I remember the last time I was in Durango.
Yeah.
I believe we had a little wine and cheese soiree ahead of time, and I think I may have seen some clay jewelry. And I recall some paintings with earthy tones, as well as turquoise.
Yeah.
Is any of this ringing a bell?
That's us.
Yeah, well, yeah. It was delightful. I got to confess, it's mm-hmm. not just to go to Durango, but it's also because I get to go through the TSA, and I love the pat-down.
What about it do you like the most?
I like it when they pull on your waistband of your pants and you kind of go back and forth a little bit. It's like a kiddie ride of some sort.
Whoa, yeah.
I sometimes have, I don't have great medical insurance, and so sometimes I've used the experience, for example, at one point I thought I had broken my wrist, and so when I went through security, I just left my hand on my bag for a few extra seconds, and then I ran around and looked at the screen, and I did. I had a hairline fracture. I went to another airline because I wanted a second opinion, so I do look forward to travel.
What's it like working with Peter Sagal and the Wait, Don't Tell Me crew?
There is so much infighting. No one ever talks about the steroids and the doping, but let me tell you, they're really fun, very sweet. Everybody's very nice. We have a great time together. We usually break bread prior to doing the show and catch up on everybody's lives. And I am the luckiest performer in the world because I've been doing it for 15 years.
Do you actually prepare for an act, or do you just hit the stage and see where it takes you?
Mostly the latter, yeah. I mean, I've been doing this job for 35 years or 36, I can't even remember anymore, 36, I guess. And so somewhere in my head, I have 36 years of material rattling around up there. Yeah, my favorite part of the night is just talking to the audience. I do the time-honored, where are you from, what do you do for a living? And in this way, little biographies of audience members emerge, and I use that from which to set my sails. And it seems to work.